Well, hey there, kids, lids, and space cadets. It's Thursday, February 28th, 2013. And this is Day Page. I'm Rex Latchford, and every day I'm going to try and present the zeitgeist of the day. And unfortunately, the zeitgeist of today is that we live in a surveillance society. And if you go to the 511campaign.org page, that's 511campaign, all one word, .org, you'll find this on their front page.
And if anybody wants to protest what we do or violate what we want, we just turn off the chip.
That's right, microchipped. In 2005, Congress, under the pretense of immigration control and the so-called war on terrorism, passed the REAL ID Act, under which it is projected by May 2008, you will be required to carry around a federal identification card, which includes on it a scannable barcode with your personal information. However, this barcode is only an intermediary step before the card is equipped with a VeriChip RFID tracking module, which will use radio frequencies to track your every move on the planet. If this sounds foreign to you, please note that the RFID tracking chip is already in all new American passports. And the final step is the implanted chip, which many people have already been manipulated into accepting under different pretenses.
We have a Florida family who are really pioneers in a brave new world. They have volunteered to be the first ever to have microchip identification devices implanted into their bodies.
After 9/11, I was really concerned with the security of my family.
I wouldn't mind having something planted permanently in my arm that would identify me.
In the end, everybody will be locked into a monitored control grid where every single action you perform is documented. And if you get out of line, they can just turn off your chip, for at that point in time, every single aspect of society will revolve around interactions with the chips. This is the picture that is painted for the future if you open your eyes to see it. A centralized one-world economy where everyone's moves and everyone's transactions are tracked and monitored, all rights removed. The most incredible aspect of all. These totalitarian elements will not be forced upon the people. The people will demand them. For the social manipulation of society through the generation of fear and division has completely detached humans from their sense of power and reality. A process which has been going on for centuries, if not millennia. Religion, patriotism, race, wealth, class, and every other form of arbitrary, separatist identification and thus conceit has served to create a controlled population, utterly malleable in the hands of the few. Divide and conquer is the motto, and as long as people continue to see themselves as separate from everything else, they lend themselves to being completely enslaved. The men behind the curtain know this, and they also know that if people ever realize the truth of their relationship to nature, and the truth of their personal power, the entire manufactured zeitgeist they prey upon will collapse like a house of cards.
And that's our zeitgeist for today. Yes, the real ID chip. It's already here in the form of passports. I renewed my passport in the hopes that maybe I might be able to leave, because they don't want you to leave, and that's a story for another day page. But, yep, the chip is in there. And if you carry around one of those little passport cards that they that you can get with your passport, that's got a real ID chip in it, too. And they want you to use that as a form of ID instead of things like your driver's license, so that they can just... Yeah, everybody must get scanned. Well, earlier this morning, I played the Beatles tune Revolution, and the lyrics go, "And you know it's gonna be all right." And that was pretty innocent, huh? Back in the 60s. Well, as it turns out, everything is not going to be all right. And things have gotten unbelievably repressive. If the Beatles were around today, if John Lennon was alive today, I hate to think of what his reaction would be to what the world has become. It's a living horror that we have to deal with every morning when we wake up. And I'll just leave it with that. It's up to us to act. It's our fault. We've allowed this to happen. We can't blame it on somebody else. It's you, it's me, collectively, we haven't done our job to keep the people that want to control us and have power over us and still fear in us and torture us to make us do what they want us to do. We haven't stopped them. And somewhere along the line, we're going to have to do that or we'll be the living dead. I'm Rex Lashford on Radio InfoWeb.